It's time for us to check in with the Grand Poobah of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger, who's with us every Monday. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Well, I'll tell you, it's I called it some time ago, the impact that North Bay businesses would feel when it comes to the incoming cannabis businesses. And the end of the last week, we had a story about three major, you know, stores that everybody knows in Santa Rosa or places like T&B sure. Sports and yes. Cocos Dico and the Sonoma County yes. Farm Bureau building yes. even are giving way to new cannabis businesses coming in. Isn't that just the tip of the iceberg here?
You know, we have a conference on this on May 9th, so we're going to find out more. But, this growth in this industry is causing all sorts of distortions. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what it is. So if you look at commercial real estate, they are taking very large spaces, the production side of it, and they're also, you know, at higher prices, which is causing some distortions in the pricing market.
Yeah.
And then also pushing out other businesses. So, say high-value manufacturing, for instance, or something. So it's something we have to work on as a community. You know, we haven't built a lot of commercial real estate space in the last decade, really, primarily because of the recession. So we have to really start thinking about, do we need to add some additional stock? So,
well, I know a lot of realtors are running around literally yeah. trying to get rules and regulations yeah. and get their minds wrapped around that so that they can, you know, yes. correctly represent a yes. property.
Well, exactly. So among the speakers we're going to have on May the 9th are two attorneys, one coming in from Santa Monica and one coming in from the Bay Area, that are and some other consultants who are very experienced at this, you know, how cities and counties are setting up regulations. One of them that we're going to have actually worked with the city of Santa Rosa, but this is happening all over California. We're not alone. One consultant worked with over 400 California cities. Another one has worked extensively in other states like Colorado. So we're figuring this out as we go, and but along the way it's going to be bumpy.
You know, we're talking chicken this Monday morning with North Bay Business Journal. You got a great story on the anti-salmonella work that's going on in Healdsburg.
Yes. Well, this is something that is the bane of the industry, and they've got to figure out an answer to it. And here it's happening right here in our backyard.
So, what are they doing about it? I mean, are they just trying to figure out what causes salmonella, or trying to figure out how to treat the chickens better so we don't have to deal with this, or?
Well, all of the above. This is, one of the things that is really affecting the industry. And if you could, I mean, first of all, we don't want humans to get it, right? So if you can eliminate it at the beginning, then we don't have to worry about it. It's kind of, you know, one of the benefits of genetic engineering, that we can get rid of this before we ever have to deal with it in a live animal.
Okay, so I'm going to throw something at you just really out of the blue.
Okay.
So Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, gets a brand yep. new job in a brand new office, the yep. Office of Innovation.
Yes.
And his job, as I understand it, is to bring some lessons that business has learned to try and solve some of our other major problems in this country.
Yes.
What do you think that's going to look like?
Well, good question. I'm just going to, this is, you know, my sort of take on it, which is worth about 2 cents. I think in government, if you look at the places where innovation has lagged in our country,
mm-hmm.
It's two places that come to mind: education and healthcare. And I think you would certainly throw government in there, because they just simply, they don't have an innovation culture. It takes a culture every day, every minute, to foster innovation. And the people who are experts in this will tell you that. It's not just something you decide to do. one day. It's something that is, it has to be in the culture. And you also have to move quickly and not be afraid to fail, which is not something that government
likes. They're not really known for that, no.
Really not known for that. So we had a speaker a few months back who is the first chief innovation officer for Sutter. His name is Chris Waugh. And the first thing he asked the audience, there were about 250 people there, he says, okay, I want you to turn around and draw the face of your table mate. So, everyone, there may have been some artists in the room, but I don't think so. So, and what was the result? It was bad. You know?
Yeah.
So basically, but there's nothing wrong with that, right? So you start with something bad and you try to make it into something good. So, for instance, they took, when you can have your take a test to find out what diseases you're likely to get. People didn't want to do that, right?
Right.
I mean, who
right.
wants to find out, right? But when they turned it around and made it what kind of foods are best for you, you know, people were flocking to do it. So, again, that's
well, thanks for that, Brad. And now I'm imagining Jared Kushner trying to do a little caricature of all of the Trump's cabinet. So that'll give us something to think about for the rest of the day. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, as always, for being with us, Brad. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Brad Bollinger, editor of the North Bay Business Journal.